بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. We said tonight will be a short program. Isha is late, Fajr is early. It is important that we are punctual for our Salat. We should not delay our Salat, especially Fajr Salat. For the men folk, they should be present in the Masjid with Jamaat. And as the time is getting later for Isha, therefore we said short program tonight. Alhamdulillah, we have been hearing all the time the importance of Tazkiyah, of purifying our hearts. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us to cleanse and purify our hearts. It's only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who gives us tawfiq and hidayat to take His Mubarak name, to make His dhikr, to sit in the gathering of dhikrullah. As is mentioned in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that whenever there are people sitting, remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then sakina, peace, tranquility descends upon them. The rahmat of Allah ta'ala descends upon them. And the angels throng such a gathering. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes mention of this gathering in the gathering of the angels. Allah ta'ala praises this gathering. Allah boasts to the angels about those who have participated in the majlis of dhikr. Also in another riwayat, those who yatluna kitab Allah wa yatada rasulahu bainahum, the same virtues for those people who sit and learn and teach the Quran to one another. So as we had mentioned previously, it is only Allah Ta'ala that gives us the tawfiq to take His Mubarak name. Our tongues the entire day, what filth we have spoken, our eyes have seen filth, our hearts or minds have thought evil, our hands, our feet. Allah Ta'ala is so kind, Allah is so loving, Allah loves to forgive. Allah Ta'ala has given us the chance again to take His Mubarak name. Our mothers and sisters listening at home over the receiver, they are also listening to the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whilst making dhikr, our dhyan, our concentration is focused upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the azmat of Allah, the kibriya of Allah, the munificence of Allah, the kindness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the generosity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah gives us so much. Allah has given us air to breathe in. Allah provides for us food. Allah gives us shelter. Allah gives us clothing. Allah has given us so many bounties, we can't even enumerate those bounties. And we, on the other hand, we don't show appreciation to the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yet we claim that we love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the world, if any person claims he's your friend, then it is important that he obeys your instructions. He does not make your mukhalafat. Mukhalafat means to oppose you. But he makes your muwafaqat. He agrees with you. He abides by your law. He does not do anything that will displease you. He will always do those things that will gain your pleasure. Then you will say, he is my friend. If a person says he's your friend, but all the time he is doing against you, whatever you are telling him and asking him, he is doing exactly contrary to that. He is making your mukhalafat. He never agrees and conforms with whatever you are saying or doing. So will you say that he is your friend? Never. Exactly like that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so kind, and we want to become the friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah has given us all His avenues to reach Him. But if we are not going to make muwafaqat of Allah ta'ala's commandments and Allah's desires, we are not going to make the ita'at of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But if we are going to make mukhalafat of Allah, and if we are going to oppose Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then how can we become the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Oh, mashayikh have mentioned so easily that Allah taq, to reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the way is very simple. The very first thing is we make tasfiyah. Tasfiyah of the qalb. We purify this heart from all the ills, from the maladies of the heart, the spiritual diseases of the heart, the ujab, the vanity, the pride, the anger, the jealousy, the malice. All these things we have to rid from our hearts. This is called tasfiyah of the qalb. When this happens, then automatically we are now gaining a connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And once a person gains some connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because he has now begun the process of purification of his heart, tazkiyah of the qulub, tasfiyah of the qulub, then he gets the tawfiq of doing ta'at, of good deeds. Then the person feels like reading extra salat. He now wants to open the Quran and recite more than what he used to do. Perhaps previously he never even opened the Quran. So now he will find himself attracted towards the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And because the love of Allah ta'ala is now growing in his heart, then you will find that he'll now stay away from all those things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prohibited. He will feel uneasy, he'll feel the discomfort the moment he is in an environment which is not conducive to Sharia, which is an environment of vice and evil. He'll feel uncomfortable. Previously he enjoyed that company, he enjoyed that environment, but now he'll feel uneasy. He'll wait to move away and run away from that environment. All this is when Allah Ta'ala is now showering His muhabbat upon you, simply because you took the first step towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You tried or you went towards making tasfiyah of the qalb, tazkiyah of the qalb, tahdhibun nafs, you're purifying your heart. And when this happens, then automatically Allah opens the avenue and the way for you to do the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah helps you to stay away from all evil. May Allah Ta'ala give me tawfiq and all of us tawfiq to take His Mubarak name. Allah's name is so beautiful, so sweet, so sweet. We can take the name of Allah Ta'ala the entire day, the entire night. Allah Ta'ala is so kind, so loving. And this is the thought we must have of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not Allah Ta'ala is just waiting to punish us. Allah Ta'ala says, مَا يَفْعَلُ اللَّهُ بِعَذَابِكُمْ إِن شَكَرْتُمْ وَآمَنْتُمْ. What will Allah Ta'ala gain in punishing you if you make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And shukr not only by means of our tongue, but by means of our action. Dhikr not by means of our tongue only, dhikr of the qalb, dhikr of the jawarih, of every limb. In other words, all our actions should be in conformance with the teachings of Sharia, conformance with Allah Ta'ala's pleasure and Rasulullah's teachings. Then inshallah, we are making dhikr correctly. So when we say La ilaha illallah, we are negating every ilah beside Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every deity, we are saying La to everything. Illallah, only Allah. And we say Allah, Allah, then we must ponder over the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just think and imagine and picture that everything in the world is saying Allah, Allah. Our tongue has, our heart has also, just imagine that we have got a tongue in our mouth and a tongue in the heart. So together the tongue of the heart is also saying Allah, Allah, Allah.
La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. La ilaha illallah, 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 Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Allah jalla jalaluhu wa ta'ala sha'nuhu. Allah, 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 La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك المصطفى خير الخلق كلهم جزى الله عنا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم ما هو أهله رب اغفر وارحم وأنت خير الراحمين يا الله ما لغناكم عافر ما ما لخطاكم عافر ما يا الله هم كمزور هي يا الله Ya Allah, ہم گنہگار ہیں, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are sinners, my Allah. Our hearts have become heavy, my Allah. Ya Allah, our hearts have become corroded with sins, my Allah. Ya Allah, wash and purify our hearts. Ya Allah, ہمارے دلوں کو مصفہ, مجلہ, مزکہ بنا. اللہم آتی نفوسنا تقواہا وزکیہا انت خیر من زکاہا انت ولیہا ومولاہا. Ya Allah, give us a himmat, Ya Allah, to refrain from all type of sins, my Allah. Saghair, kabair, amadan, khata'an, Ya Allah. Give us a tawfiq and hidayat of doing good a'mal. Allah, increase our iman. Make us live with iman. Make us die with iman. Raise us on the day of qiyamah with iman. Ya Allah, do not snatch away this iman from us, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect our children, our progeny, my Allah. Ya Allah, make hifazat of the iman, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us tawfiq of doing good deeds, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from all type of haram, my Allah. Ya Allah, all those who are sick and ailing, give them complete shifa. So many, young and old are sick, my Allah. So many have requested du'as, my Allah. Grant each one of them shifa-i kamil, ajil, mustaqir, da'im. Ya Allah, all the marhumeen, give them jannatul firdaus, Ya Allah. Grant the family sabri jameel, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us a good maut, my Allah. Ya Allah, maut in Madina Sharif, my Allah. Baril in jannatul baqi, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant us the shafa'at of Rasulullah Park, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The holy kuthur water from his mubarak hands, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us enter Jannah without any hisab kitab, without any reckoning, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us, our parents, our grandparents, our wives, our children, my Allah. Our grandchildren, our progenies, my Allah. Protect all of us from nafs and shaitan, my Allah. From every big and small fitna, especially the fitnas of Dajjal. Ya Allah, protect us from azab of qabr, azab of jahannam. Ya Allah, grant all of us afiyat, salamati, hifazat, izzat, aman, chain, sukoon, rahat, protection, ya marifat, ya qurb. Ya Allah, protect us from the sharr of the shirir, from the fitna of the fitin, from the hasr of the hasirin, from the zulam of the zalimin. Ya Allah, protect our elderly people, protect our youngsters, Ya Allah, protect our youth, especially in this time of December, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect them from haram environments, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us only consume halal, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us halal and tayyib rozi, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us abundant rozi, my Allah. Make it be halal and pure and tayyib, Ya Allah. Make us use it in the correct ways, my Allah. Ya Allah, help us to bring in our lives the sunnah of Rasulullah Park, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Make our tongues be moist with your dhikr, my Allah. With tilawat of the Quran, my Allah. With your tasbih and tahmeed, my Allah. With reciting durood upon Nabi Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, our brothers and sisters, Ya Allah, raise their hands, Ya Allah. Whatever jais hajat they have, Ya Allah, fulfill each person's need, my Allah. Remove our difficulties, Ya Allah. Our worries, our sorrows, our grief, our hardships, Ya Allah. Whatever masaib any person is going through, whatever difficulty, Ya Allah, remove those difficulties. ربنا هب لنا من ازواجنا وذرياتنا قرة اعين واجعلنا للمتقين اماما اللهم كاشف الغم فرج الهم مجيب دعوة المضطرين اذا دعوك رحمن الدنيا والاخره ورحيمهما فارحمنا في حاجاتنا كلها بقضائها ونجاعها رحمة تغنينا بها عن رحمة من سواك ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.